Especially to associate with Prajapati Asha, means though whatever desires we have, similar great saintly persons who have similar desires, we should take their association, who have similar moods. Sadhguru, Dikshaguru, they are all same, they are non-different. And you should serve all of them intimately. Prajapati is and she is here able to clear all doubts of our disciple, the Guru. The Guru is well-versed in Vedic literatures, and he gives initiation, diksha, to the disciple, and then the disciple receives teachings of precious literature from his guru. If in some stage, if in some condition we took initiation from some guru, and later on we find out that he is not a proper devotee, he is not a proper guru, one loses faith in guru, then he can change his guru. And similarly, if the guru, but if the guru is bona fide, only he doesn't have a full complete knowledge, then the disciple's duty is to take permission from the guru, like Narottam Thakur, Srinivas. But his guru themselves sent them to Srila Jiva Goswami for further learning. You will understand that by associating with this guru, I will not be able to fulfill my desire. But he is faithful, your guru, and he is advancing for you. Means he is one pointed devoted to Krishna. Then the duty of disciple is to please, can I go to somebody else for performing, for learning more about Vaishnava literatures? Then if he allows, you should go. If he doesn't allow, still you should reject him and you should proceed where your progress is. Thank you. Bhajan kriya is in two ways. One is anishchita, one is nishchita. Nishchita means mind is stable. With intelligence, one brings his mind under subordination and then performs bhajan. Whatever obstacle faces, although he may face some obstacles on earth, still he will keep on continuing his bhajan. One is anishchita. There is no firm faith yet. And he is worrying about so many things. Oh, shall I get married? Shall I become a guru? Maybe maybe after this or that. This is called anishtha. And we will discuss further later in the evening. Tomorrow is Ekadashi. Today is Ekadashi. We will perform our Vrindavan Parikrama. Gurudev is wanting everybody to go on Vrindavan Parikram. So say you go with the long Parikram. Now Lama Maharaj will translate whatever Gurudev has spoken.
Then one should serve with perfection, the Ashwamedha Guru Sava. Then one should accept Diksha and Shiksha for the initiation and instruction of others. Then one will learn all kinds of Vaishnava Kalcha. These are the traits of devotion. Then, for example, a private teacher, one should accept the invitation of Mahapurusha Mahabhagavan, who has the same desire as we have to serve Sri Radhakrishna, who is born in Ramchandra, and who is affectionately inclined towards us. Sometimes, of course, we often take Shiksha from the spiritual master, and then Shri Guru should be affectionate to us. Should be able to dispel all our doubts. He should be qualified in every way and attract us ever towards him. But if somehow, if someone has a foolishness or mundane affection, except a spiritual master who cannot fulfill all desire and who is not acting properly, one should reject it. But if on the other hand, he accepts the bona fide. But if on the other hand, one accepts a spiritual master who is not so experienced as a beginner, who is not so much a thief, but still, he has very good behavior and one point of devotion towards Krishna. Then one should go to him and ask permission, "O Gurudev, I wish to take Shiksha from this Vaishnava," and he will give his permission. Just like we see the case of Sri Narada, Shrinivasa, Shyamananda Guru, all three approach their own spiritual master and ask permission to take Shiksha from Sri Jiva's mind. If other fancy that Vaishnava refuses permission for the disciple to take Shiksha from a higher class of Vaishnava, then one should project him that Shiksha Guru as being a Vaishnava, being known Vaishnava. Then of course, if one has a good voice to have one of my Shiksha Guru, then Shiksha Guru, then Vaishnava Guru, starts very successfully. Of course, in this regard, we should know there are two steps of Vaishnava, Nitya Vaishnava, and Nishtha Bhajan. Nishtha means where the mind is fixed, and even though all of are present, they cannot see the performance of devotion. And Nishtha Bhajan is the opposite of that. One is always confused, what to do, should I get married, should I stay for the hour, what should I do? So these are two stages of devotion. So today in Kavati, we perform the Bhajan Parikram, Gokhana Mandiri. And then one more thing, there are communication seminars with Sri Krishna Guru. Two and a half four parts up there where the West Glory takes the shot. Two and a half four parts.
Still, I'm listening to Dawson with Dawson. So after some time, we'll start our Parikram. Now, from Bhajan. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Libo, dan dewas.
Ah, jadi apa? Ini saya.
Haribo.
You still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Your call is disconnected.